Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, June 16th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. I hope you all had a glorious weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to my dad. I love you. Very lucky to have you as a dad. And to all the fathers listening, I'm sure you're all great fathers, because the Go Bird, the Real One community, I like to think we're all great people. So I hope you guys all enjoyed your Father's Day if you did celebrate. All right, so let's get into the news of the day. And as it is the off season, as it is, you know, somewhat of a slow period, not a ton of pressing news, but there were a few interesting things from the weekend that I can catch you up on. So the first is this clip went viral on Eagles Twitter. Frankly, I'm not sure if it's a recent clip, but I do think it is worth discussing. So this clip was posted by PHL Eagles News on Twitter. So shout out to them for posting it. And it is Jalen Hurts agent, Nicole Lynn, who has become one of the top agents in the NFL. She's a lot of other big time players. I believe Jihad Campbell is represented by the agency she works with as well. Recently, regardless, the clip is basically her talking about what the negotiations were like with the Eagles when they were negotiating Jalen Hurts' contract and what Jalen Hurts prioritized during that span. So here's Nicole Lynn talking about Jalen Hurts, the contract, and what he prioritized.
Jalen is just such a selfless guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was adamant about whatever deal, he told me to do the deal. He didn't want any updates till it was done, which mm-hmm. is very rare. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of clients that are like, give me every update. What's the counter? He's like, I don't want to hear anything. Just tell me when it's done. Mm-hmm. And he's like, don't screw the team. Make sure my team is around me. And so I actually remember coming back to him and the day that the deal was done and saying, hey, you're the highest paid player in NFL history. And his response was, well, I didn't ask you to do all that. And I was just like, okay.
All right.
Thanks. I thought you were going to say, thank you, good job.
Yeah, right.
But he was so concerned about his team. Yes. Like, how am I going to keep my team around? How are these guys still going to be paid? And he wanted me to show him. Mm-hmm. How does it affect the cap? So the option bonuses help Jalen to have peace that, hey, don't worry that you're getting $51 million a year. We've done it this way so it doesn't affect the cap. Mm-hmm. The cap hit is not that large. Like, he mm-hmm. needed to be educated on that before he would let me accept the deal. Because he cared so much about his teammates. So
I think that, often when a player signs a contract, one thing you always hear is like, well, he could have taken more money somewhere else, but he wanted to be here. He took a hometown discount. His priority wasn't becoming the highest paid player. And that is essentially what Nicole Lynn says. And I believe her when she says that. I do believe definitely Jalen was probably not involved in it at all until the last minute. And, I didn't ask you to do all that quote sounds very much like Jalen. But here's why I tend to believe Jalen is perhaps, or Nicole, I should say, is telling the truth when it comes to Jalen not being obsessed with, being the top paid quarterback or anything like that. So if you look at Jalen Hurts' contract, just in terms of cap hits, because, we can talk about the total money and all those things, and those things matter. But from a fan perspective, from a team building perspective, really all that matters is the cap hits, right? Cash matters, as we've talked about this offseason, but in terms of putting a roster together, cap hits are the most important. So Jalen Hurts' cap hits over the next 3 years, starting with next year. He has a $21 million cap hit. That's 16th among quarterbacks. A $31 million cap hit in 2026. That's also 16th. And then in 2027, it's $42 million. That is 12th. Now, of course, this will change. Probably not too much for 2025. I don't think you'll see him go up or down the rankings too much in that. But 2026 and 2027, he probably won't end up being the 16th, and he probably won't end up being the 12th. But the reason I do believe that Jalen is actually prioritizing putting a good team around him as opposed to getting the most money is if he was going to try to capitalize on getting the most he could out of the Eagles, this would be the offseason to do it. You look at Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy just signed a contract with more guaranteed money than Jalen Hurts. He is currently ninth in guaranteed money on his contract. And, you know, is it possible they tried to get a deal done behind the scenes and it didn't happen? Maybe. If it did, I don't have that information. But it certainly is not leaked out or become a big story that Jalen needs a new contract, Jalen's demanding a new contract, and that Jalen wants to be one of the highest paid or, you know, in that top five at his position, because this would be the offseason to do it. Just won the Super Bowl, a Super Bowl MVP. They rewarded Saquon for the year he had. You know, Jalen probably didn't have as good of a year as Saquon. We could have that debate for hours and hours, and we certainly will, I'm guessing, this offseason. But just in terms of Jalen wanting the great players around him, the best example or the best evidence of that is that he didn't ask for a new contract this offseason, because he definitely could have. If he really wanted to throw his weight around and, you know, capitalize on his big season, then he could have done it. And the Eagles probably would have given him a new deal. What are they going to do? Have Jalen hold out? Have Jalen be unhappy? They weren't going to do that. They would have paid Jalen. And it probably, from a cap standpoint, potentially could have even helped them. Normally, it feels like when they do these things, they at the very least break even, but most times end up saving cap space. Now, Jalen's contract is pretty complicated. You know, Nicole brings up the option bonuses in there, so it's not as straightforward as some other contracts the Eagles sign. But I think if Jalen Hurts was truly like prioritized being the top paid guy, he could have probably been maybe not the top paid guy this offseason, but he could have been higher than ninth. And so by not doing that, by sticking with his current contract, by essentially passing on an opportunity to have, you know, his contract redone and to make more money, it does back it up that he really does want to have great players around him. And if you're Jalen, why wouldn't you? You know, I was on the afternoon show on Friday talking about Jalen, and they asked, you know, do you think the talent around Jalen matters? And of course it does. Of course it does. Jalen, if he was with another team, likely would not have the same successful career he's had with the Eagles. The Eagles have a ton of players around him. The Eagles have a great coaching staff. They have a great front office. They are able to consistently put talent around Jalen. And by taking the contract he did, he's able to keep some of that talent around him. You look at Jalen's career, Alabama, talent all around him. Oklahoma, talent all around him. I'm sure when he played in high school and was one of the top recruits, he probably had good players on his team then too. Jalen's not really used to playing without elite players around him. And of course that makes him a better player. But I do think with Jalen, you look at who he talks with in the offseason, the things he talks about. I think he is truly more obsessed with being known as one of the best players ever at his position and making the Hall of Fame than he is in capitalizing on all his money. He has endorsements. He has a big contract. Clearly he's not hurting for money. But I think Jalen, and I frankly get some of this with Nick Sirianni too. Like, Nick is a big history buff when it comes to sports. He loves documentaries. He loves studying sports. He loves talking to great head coaches. I think Nick is obsessed with ending his career as one of the best coaches ever. I think Jalen is obsessed with that. And I think that's why you haven't seen Jalen ask for a new contract, even though, again, Saquon got one. Nick Sirianni got one. It wouldn't shock me if Howie Roseman got some type of pay increase this offseason. The key figures, Kevin Petullo got a promotion. Kellen Moore got a new job. I mean, all the key figures around him really ended up getting, Lane Johnson got an extension, ended up getting big time money. And Jalen has kind of sat there and stayed at his current contract. So, you know, we'll see. I would guess next offseason, Jalen has a raise coming his way, probably because Eagles will want to redo his contract anyway, just to, you know, reset it. But yeah, I believe Nicole Lynn when she says that. And I think the proof's in the pudding with him not asking for a new contract this offseason.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next up, look, maybe you guys are tired of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson news, and I get it. I understand it. He's not on the team anymore. But Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I believe, was on Instagram Live, and, you know, as he kind of has started to do, had some things to say about the Eagles. So here's Chauncey talking about the Eagles and making a prediction on the team's future.
Hey, I'm going to tell you that now. You won't see another ring without Philly. That's crazy. They probably won't see one without me. What the fuck you talking about? Y'all have when I left. I'm popping now. Fuck y'all talking about. I'm glad I'm in Texas.
So whether Chauncey will end up being right, wrong, whatever, you know, it's kind of pointless. Like, the Eagles are not going to not win a Super Bowl again because of Chauncey. And he does have, I will say, in his favor, he does have the made the Super Bowl in 2022. I left. They collapsed. 2024, they win it. I don't think it's because of Chauncey. I think there's 15 other reasons that those things happen. But fans give Chauncey the credit for that, and Chauncey understandably takes that credit. Here would be my main takeaway from this. I guess it'd be two. First of all, I just think Chauncey's unpredictability in terms of the things he says is probably one of the reasons the Eagles were okay moving on from him. It rubbed Chauncey the wrong way. When Vic Fangio said that he was fine with it, Chauncey has since, you know, posted on Instagram about that. But here's like my real takeaway, because I think Chauncey's personality gets overblown a little bit. Like, I've been around him for 2 years in the locker room. The Eagles have moved on from him, but I don't think he's a bad guy. He seems like an interesting guy. He was always nice to me. Like, nothing bad to say about Chauncey. But I do think that my main thought when I saw this, and that you see the reaction to it, and Eagles fans kind of, you know, being not too happy with Chauncey, is one of the truest things in sports is when a guy's on your team, you love him, and when he's not, you hate him. Like, Chauncey is, if Chauncey would have said this about, let's just reverse it, right? Let's say Chauncey won the Super Bowl last year with the Texans and then got traded to the Eagles and said that about the Texans, Eagles fans would love it. Eagles fans would love the swagger. This is what we're getting with this guy. Look how confident he is. And you saw that with Eagles fans. I mean, he literally talked trash about Eagles fans coming out of 2022, if I remember correctly, right? I forget what he called it, but he said some rather innocuous thing about Eagles fans. And at the time, because he wasn't on the team, it was, oh, this is why they trade you, blah, blah, blah. And then he comes back and he's like, oh, my bad. And everyone's all good because he's on the Eagles. And then when he's traded, everybody is disappointed he's gone, da, da, da. And now that he's talking about the Eagles, it's not as fun anymore to, you know, to be a Chauncey fan, if that makes sense, for Eagles fans. So I think the ultimate truth is Chauncey is who he is. And when he's on your team, you love it. And when he's not on your team, it's incredibly annoying, right? You Eagles fans didn't want to hear they're probably never going to win another Super Bowl again. So yeah, I think that's just the reality of sports, and especially like somebody with Chauncey, where you'll defend him. The missed tackling and stuff doesn't matter as much when he's not on the team. I mean, when he's on the team, the interceptions are the most important things. The turnovers are the most important things. When he's not on the team, then it's, well, he can't really tackle. He freelances, all those things. So it's what makes sports fun, supporting the people that are on your team and, you know, probably being a little unfair to the people that are not on your team. But yeah, Chauncey making a prediction. No Super Bowl for the Eagles without him. And, you know, this year he'll probably be right. It's really hard to go back to back, but I would bet on the Eagles winning a Super Bowl before the Houston Texans win a Super Bowl, if I had to guess. So on the other side, speaking of expectations for this season, Pro Football Focus has put out kind of a look at each team, their over-under for the season. And I'm guessing Eagles fans aren't going to like what they had to say about the Eagles and their over-under. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors. So Pro Football Focus really recently took a look at all the teams and their over under and kind of what needs to go right for them to hit the over and what could go wrong for them to hit the under. So the Eagles entered the 2025 season with an over under of 11.5, which ironically is the same over under they had going into the 2023 season after they lost the Super Bowl. Obviously, this time around, they win the Super Bowl. They have the same 11.5 over under, one of the highest in the NFL. I think it's second or first. It's right up there with the highest over under totals for win totals, I should say, for next season. So Pro Football Focus takes a dive into what needs to go right. And for that, here's what they had to say. Quote, "The Eagles return nearly all of their key contributors on offense, but none more important than the combination of Saquon Barkley behind the team's offensive line. Led by Jordan Mailata, Philadelphia's offensive line created massive lanes for Barkley, generating 2.2 yards before contact for backs, the most in the NFL. The Eagles will lean on their run game and a strong defense to go to again place at the top of the NFC food chain," end quote. So here's where I would kind of disagree with him on this. Like, yes, they obviously have to be able to run the ball. All teams need to be able to run the ball to win in the NFL. I just don't know if that's what needs to go right. I think if they don't run the ball this year, or at least, look, they're almost likely not going to ever run it as effectively as they did last year. It's just almost impossible. No running back has ever had that many yards in a full season. I think what needs to go right for them to hit the over is honestly stay healthy, but also I think the passing game is going to have to step up at times. And we talked about this on the pod. Last year, they were last in the league in passes on first down, and I believe 28th in the league in first quarter passes. They didn't come out passing the ball. Now, when they did pass it, I think they were better than they were given credit for. The lack of turnovers, the big plays, Jalen averaged a good number in yards per attempt. The issue with the passing game was because I think Jalen was probably trigger shy at times, combined with the fact that they did run it so much, is it they never felt like they got in rhythm a ton. It was not a lot of drives where it was 7 yards, 12 yards, 15 yards, 30 yards, 10 yards, touchdown. Like it didn't feel like they had that going in the passing game. So for them to hit the over, first of all, health is a big part of it. They have to stay healthy. But for them to hit the over, if you told me what their passing game was like next year, I think the running game is almost irrelevant at that point, because you know they're going to run it to a certain degree at a high level. They have a great offensive line. They have a running quarterback that helps the running game, and they have Saquon. And even Saquon goes out, I think Will Shipley could be a good running back. So I don't think running it like they did last year is what needs to go right for them to hit the 11.5 over. I think they need to pass the ball more consistently. And if they do that, I think they will hit the over. Now, what could go wrong for them to hit the under? Here's what Pro Football Focus had to say. Quote, "The Eagles roster still profiles as one of the most complete in the NFL, but their road to the playoffs will be much more difficult this time around. Philadelphia's 2024 schedule ranked as the 10th easiest, featuring just 6 teams that went on to make the playoffs. In 2025, that mark was raised to the fourth hardest, as they faced 10 playoff teams, including road games against the Chiefs, Buccaneers, Vikings, and Bills." And overall, end quote, Pro Football Focus projects them to go under the 11.5, not get to the 12 wins, and that the under will hit for the Eagles. So in terms of what could go wrong, I truly, again, think injuries is the number one thing. I think you could potentially say another thing that could go wrong, where you're looking at why would this team not win 12 games. I do think they are counting on a lot of players on defense that have shown talent but are not consistent, proven NFL players to be great. Like Quinion and Cooper were awesome last year. Jalen, you know, has had an awesome year, and we've seen, Jalen Hurts I'm talking about. Like, it's hard to be awesome 2 years in a row, especially when you're young. You know, when the league gets a full year of tape on you, how they like to use you, your strengths, your weaknesses, that second year is always harder. And then the third year is about showing the counterpunch, getting back to greatness, much like Jalen did. 2022, great player. 2023, took a step back. And then 2024, he steps back up and he shows again he could be a starting, winning, Super Bowl winning quarterback in the NFL. I think what could go wrong for the Eagles is they're hoping Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Quinion, Cooper, Jordan Davis, Moro Ojomo, Jihad Campbell, Jeremiah Trotter, to a certain degree, whoever they put at safety. There's just a lot of people on the Keely Ringo, a lot of people on the defense that are not proven. I think you could, like, the players who you know you're going to get something from and you feel pretty confident about what they'll be: Zach Bond, Reed Blankenship, Jalen Carter, that might be it. I like, obviously Quinion could be great and all those things. And I'm not slating the players. I'm just saying it's really hard to be great 2 years in a row. So I think in terms of what could go wrong, the schedule doesn't do much for me. The Eagles, when they're playing their best, are capable of beating all those teams. I don't think they have a stretch in the schedule that's a true gauntlet. So the schedule is really not the reason I look and go, it's going to be hard to win. It's a hard schedule and it's not going to be easy, but the Eagles are capable of winning 12 games against that schedule. I just think what could go wrong is the defense takes a big step back because of the unproven talent, makes life harder on the offense. It's going to be hard to run the ball. Like, that would be the recipe for me of how they will go under. But as I've said on this podcast, I think that, like, you look at Nick and Jalen and you take away 2021, which I think is still, in my opinion, should be viewed as a successful year, but they've gone over 11 and a half wins two of the last 3 years. And the only year they didn't, they had to lose 6 out of 7 to not hit the over. So look, if they're going to have one of those years where coming off of winning a Super Bowl, a lot of teams do, where they struggle for sustained success and all those things, then yeah, like then they'll probably hit the under. But I think if they can avoid that hangover of winning the Super Bowl, I would probably take the over with this team. There's just too long of a track record of consistency with winning. I mean, they win all the time in the regular season. They win in the playoffs. They've been to 2 Super Bowls. So winning 12 games in the NFL is really hard. They're definitely going to need some things to go right. They're in a tough division, I think. The conference is going to be better. But barring injury and barring an epic collapse, they're probably going to be right there around the 12 wins. And I would take the over for 2025. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. I hope you all have a glorious Monday, an enjoyable Monday. And I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. So until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Bears!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.